Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In an unprecedented move, the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has blocked Texas from enforcing a law that granted local police the authority to arrest and deport migrants, overturning a prior decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. Nicole McCaw, producer and host of the Border War series, joins us now to discuss the latest developments and the implications for the Biden administration and immigration enforcement. Nicole, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, we're glad you could make it. So how does the appellate court's decision impact the enforcement of immigration laws by states? And for that matter, how can a lower court effectively overrule the U.S. Supreme Court?
You know, I thought this would be an interesting opportunity to look back on the history of when we've seen these very specific type of cases where you've had the Supreme Court from the states go up against the federal Supreme Court. And traditionally, the Constitution gives the framework federally to support what the states want to do individually. And I found it very unique looking into this, the Fifth Circuit judge background. Now, he was an Obama-appointed judge. And taking a look at that, after the Supreme Court said, yes, you're allowed to, they came back and made an announcement in which became even louder. Now, if we want to take this back to 2014, there was a bill that Governor Abbott had on his desk where it said the children coming in at the border need to be DNA tested because they're, in fact, being trafficked from other countries. So the lower house passed, the upper house passed, got to Greg's desk. And what did he do? He vetoed that bill. And when he vetoed that, he gave an excuse stating that the American Texas children would be subjected to being tested as well. Now, fast forward to 2 years ago, where now we're boots on the ground. We're running nighttime operations on a 200-acre gaming ranch there in Eagles Pass, which is one of the famous places that's always shown in the lying legacy media. And when we were there in one night, we detained 100 illegals, 48 were men. The rest were children that were zip-tied and sedated at 3:30 in the morning. And when the linguist asked, where are the mothers? Each one, all 48, said we're getting a divorce at 3:32 a.m. in the morning at the Texas-Mexico border. So these are the dangers that we're facing when we have individuals in these court systems playing games with the rules and restrictions that need to protect women and children.
That is unbelievable that that's happening, and so sad for our children and women. Nicole, so it just begs the question, though, what are the broader implications of this legal back and forth for federal and state relations in immigration policy? It seems like that's really going to muddy the waters.
Excellent question. This is something that I found personally that actually helped me understand a little bit more on the persuasive narrative that everyone is constantly being berated. Mind you, I am from Detroit, Michigan, inner city. That's where I'm from. That's my background. So when I went to the border, something that I found was it totally put the scales down for my eyes was that when you're talking to these individuals, that you're asking them, okay, this gentleman in Juarez, not gentleman, excuse me, this foot smuggler, I was just trying to be appropriate. this guy, foot smuggler, he had a tent mansion. And when I mean the canvas tent, I mean a tent mansion. And he had all these pesos. He had drugs and naked women everywhere. I mean, he thought he was balling, okay? And when the linguist asked him, what contributes to your wealth? How are you so wealthy? He said, invitation, which means invitation in English. And then when we asked him, what do you mean by invitation? Someone handed you an invitation. He said, Joe Biden in English. Then proceeded to explain how the world is watching what's happened with the American elections, and that dictates more than a lot of, I think, American citizens understand. So when these individuals are playing games, it sends an outside message to those people, come here, you can make problems, we won't prosecute you. Look at the magistrate from El Paso, a magistrate. He's supposed to have the highest moral ethics and stick to the Constitution only. And now he's saying those who hurt our police, those who hurt our Border Patrol, actually are now going to not be prosecuted because they felt it would hurt their feelings. Do you know what hurts my feelings? When my nephew overdosed my nephew overdosed three times in 48 hours on fentanyl because that's what's coming through the border.
Yeah. Well, once again, we're visiting with Nicole McCaw, producer and host of the Border War series. So, Nicole, the left has been demonizing Governor Abbott and the legislature since the law passed. Can you tell us what was the motivations behind Texas's law?
I think that they should have been harsher when it comes. If you take a look at the bill SB4, the one that we're discussing, there's a website, a free website. Everybody can go to legiscan.com, type in SB4, and it gives you the summary, how long it's been in there, who voted for it, how many times it went up to the lower, back down, and back and forth. And it's been there since November 7th of last year. We're well into April. And when you look at the summary, it doesn't talk about those who are committing murders like, you know, Lincoln Riley and those many other families who have been affected by these murderers and rapists coming in. 60 to 80% of women and children are being raped coming in at the border by these individuals. So they need harsher punishments. This was only for those, if you got caught drunk driving and you're here illegally, to be able to deport them. If you take a look at it, it didn't say anything else saying, oh, he looks like he's from Mexico, I'm going to bother him. That's something that's being exploited and a lie.
Well, it sounds like citizens are dealt with more harshly than illegals coming across our border. I know this may be a little bit off topic, but I did see that earlier this week, Mexico's president, Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador, used the collapsed bridge in Baltimore as an excuse to criticize American treatment of those crossing the border from Mexico illegally. Were you aware of that? And if so, what are your thoughts?
I did see that, and I thought it was disgusting of somebody in such a high position who's supposed to be tending to the welfare of his people to try to extort money. Did you see that he said that the United States needs to be paying him? And if they don't, he's going to continue. $20 billion, I believe that was the number. I'm sure someone can correct me here if I am off. But, yes, it was in the billions, and, yes, it was at least two digits. I'm sorry, sir. These people are coming up through your country. Close the border. You can actually do something about it. I personally think he's being paid as well. Everyone is being paid with their hand in the kitty when it comes to this. This is my understanding. With these fake proxy wars happening with the Ukraine-Russian situation, look how much money is being spent, $460 billion. I'm looking for a third job right now. I mean, that's wild.
I want him to try and get that money from President Trump. Well, Nicole, for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with border wars, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, thank you so much for asking. So I spent 2 years going to the border to film in secret what was happening, whether they were border crossers, the cartels, child sex trafficking, the fentanyl coming in. We went back and forth, talked to families all along the border to ask them, do you want it open? Do you want it closed? And lately there's been a lot of great border pieces that came out, but this is what stands out from the other ones. This, I have 200 hours of personal boots on the ground footage working with the different former three-letter agencies and special forces, working with them on child sex trafficking state to state. And I will tell you, the girls that come forward to share their journey and what happened with them will blow your mind. Here's a little snippet. There's a girl in there, Christy Moore. She was born in Action Park, New Jersey. She was held in a basement in Long Island for 3 years in New York, being sold to construction workers 20, 30 times a night.
My good, you know, it's just hard to believe that this is America and this is what is happening. But I appreciate all that you're doing, Nicole, in drawing attention to this. And so if viewers want to watch Border Wars, where can they follow your work for more insights into this immigration and border security?
Please go to my website, borderwarsdoc.com, borderwarsdoc.com.
Well, I'm sure we'll have a lot of people check that out, and we appreciate you so much for joining us this evening. And, Nicole, please keep up the good work in drawing attention to this that's going on at our border.
Thank you, ma'am.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.